back there in the ground.
Fuck you, Les.
In the ground? Beyond the pool.
Fuck you, Brett.
Beyond the pool. Kool-Aid, shut the fuck up.
It's not. I'm not Kool-Aid.
It's not Kool-Aid.
That's chicken noodle Josh.
Hello, I am chicken noodle Josh. How are you?
Hey, chicken noodle hey. Josh. Would you get to the show?
Fuck are you, Les. The fuck are you?
You hearing shit?
Yeah.
You fucking all creeped out. You ever see that movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Let's look like that third titty that bitch has. What you talking about?
Is his microphone unplugged or what is all that wiring?
He doesn't have it plugged in.
You guys done? Coming in, huh? It starts now, bitches.
We got Billy the Fridge in the Blue Oyster Lounge tonight.
Billy Fridge! Damn, this shit's tight.
I'm digging the shit it's out
like
of
it. Illegitimate love child of me and my brother. Like, if me and my brother had incest well, gay sex and had a baby.
You use the word if.
That's what he looked like. I mean, when? When?
Welcome to the show, fucks.
A very special edition tonight of the show.
It's a
show of Halloween. That's why Les ain't here.
Yeah, he ain't turned into a werewolf yet.
Hell no. He's a Sam Scritch, but he ain't no werewolf.
Only thing that dude turned into is long. His nails just grow long. Like, he don't get no, like, wolf teeth. He don't get nothing else. He's just like,
this
his
is a
nails
long, man.
Just get real long, yeah.
He just shaving them down, trying to be pretty.
I'm like, are you going to be at the studio on time? I don't know, dude. I got to trim my nails again.
You know I wolf out.
Dude, don't make me wolf out on there,
you
man.
You ain't no wolf. Teen Wolf, maybe. That's about it. The cartoon. Dude, you just get attacked by something?
Damn, I about died.
Damn, was that midget dude on a motorcycle? A
little midget back there tried to get my ankles. Oh. Kool-Aid, these, especially this time with the COVID around, but even without that, these kids nowadays have no idea what it was like trick-or-treating the way me and you did when we was little.
No.
They ain't got no idea, bro.
Our mom and dad I don't even think our parents knew where we were. They were drunk.
No.
Something dead, maybe.
I think they're doing coke or something, but yeah.
Something.
With dead hookers.
Yeah, they're like, oh, go. Nowadays, you got to have like, Every child's got a Pope mobile just to go get candy.
You got them on leashes like little dogs and kittens. Mm-mm. Man, we used to go around. We used to take a fucking, well, we'd take two pillowcases. So you get two pillowcases. We go around Josh's rich ass neighborhood. These motherfuckers passing out full fucking Mountain Dew cans, boy. Passing out fucking Snickers, full bars.
Extra big miniature. Milky Ways.
Oh, man.
Organic. 8-foot-long Milky Ways.
Those masks, though, back when we was little, you remember those little hard masks with the elastic band on them?
Yeah, it didn't work with shit.
Man, that shit will fuck you up putting that on
we
your
couldn't
face.
Even. We were so poor, though, man. We couldn't even afford.
No, fuck I remember.
You had to make your own.
Dude, you remember the year I got the Ninja Turtle Halloween costume and you were like, bro, can you just let it sit on my face and make the indentation around my face? I'm like, yeah. And you did.
That's all I could get. Yeah.
And then you had your mom paint around it and it was fucking
I was Spunkelangelo.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the time that we just called him Les.
Your fucking weapon was your cock in your hand just spunking on people, dude.
He don't know any better. He's special.
He ain't wearing a helmet.
No, but we were in the country too, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the neighborhoods weren't, it wasn't like your neighbor was a mile away, but man, it was still a good.
Oh, yeah.
So they gave you a 2 hour fucking run of the fucking neighborhood, and you'd hit three or four neighborhoods in a night.
You remember that neighborhood, my neighborhood out there in the country?
Rich folks.
You remember that corner though, bro, when you went down through like the poor houses right there, and then it was all the nice new stuff. If you took a right all the way down there, there was that one house, dude. They always did the chainsaw guy.
Yeah.
So it was like back in the woods, dude. And, you know, the fucking dad would always dress up and have a chainsaw. Like a
creepy chase little everybody. Farmhouse or something.
Oh, man, that was creepy as fuck.
Place was cool. What was that place out there in the country? Man, we used to take field trips and shit to that little place there on Wozniak. I don't remember what it used to be. I don't remember if it was like a little orchard or a little.
Oh, you're talking about.
Pumpkin patch, maybe it was or something.
No, you talking about Arndt's Orchard?
No, come closer.
Are you talking about that one that starts with Ratke's Orchard?
Might have been, yeah.
I remember going there when we were little.
I do. I think my dad knew him though. But he always did like a Halloween thing out there.
Oh, did he?
It was like a stag party my dad took me to or something.
What do you think Les is gonna come dressed as tonight to the studio?
Either a My Little Pony.
Yeah, he's been talking about that. He's been, dude, and he swears the African version, dude, the rare African version. If you find one, let me know. I'm willing to pay. Right. I'm like, okay, I'll let.
But you know. we always know he's last minute.
Yeah.
So yeah. What he's gonna be? He's gonna duct tape fucking baloney to himself. Grab a brown blanket. And then just dump mustard all over himself and be
he's going to come tortilla. A bologna tortilla. Motherfuck. He did say something about three for four. He did say something about three for four when
three,
we talked.
Four, three, four. Ugh, so I like yours, though, man. You're that fucking singer dude. The fucking Russian singer. He's like, you're that guy. Love it.
I've been practicing. I'm not wearing any pants. That's my Halloween costume. I was already sitting down when you walked in, so wait till I have to go pee.
Damn. You sit down to pee? Is that what you said?
I like to sit down to pee.
Damn.
What do you think he's doing right now? No, you know what he's going to be. He was kind of hinting to me a couple days ago, dude. He was asking me if I knew anything about keeping feathers on a costume. And I'm like, I'm like, keeping feathers? What are you talking about? He's like, well, I'm kind of shedding. I'm like, nigga, are you going as a chicken? Are you chickenless? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. He didn't tell me he was. But he might be showing up to the show as a chicken.
I'm kind of hoping he's going as an edible blooming onion.
I could see that. I could see that actually.
Onion eating motherfucker. Try some of this eating ass. Fuck you, Les.
You've been watching a lot of Halloween movies. Been in the spirit. What's some of the last?
No, not the spirit, really.
No.
I watched Halloween 4 through.
Ooh.
Whatever the one was before.
H2O?
No, I watched H2O.
Resurrection?
Was that after H2O?
I think. Don't quote me, but I think.
I think so. Because then the next one after that would have been Rob Zombie.
Yeah, Rob Zombie's 1, 2.
So they play. We watched all those at work one day.
Nice. So what's the one with Busta? Which one's that? That's the one where they got the cameras. Is that Resurrection?
That's H2O.
Oh, that is H2O?
That's it. No, what's H2O has LL Cool J.
Yeah, not that one. The one with Busta Rhymes in it.
That's Resurrection. Okay. Because they're like ghost hunters looking for him.
Yeah, and they got like cameras everywhere.
Did we see that in the movies?
I think me and you saw that. I think we went and saw that.
That one sucked. Is that the one where they were supposedly the old guy died? No, that one's before it. No, H2O.
Who, Loomis?
Yeah, what'd he die in?
He died. 4 or 5? He died in 6.
And that was the last one we saw.
Oh, really? You didn't watch Oh yeah,
then like we watched movies, yeah. Then we watched H2O and the new one was good.
I like the new one a lot, man. The next two look really good. That Michael Kills or whatever it is.
Yep,
that looks good. little teaser they put out. It would have been out already too.
No, I know it's not
until next year.
So we had this. We went out to eat tonight at Hacienda. We wanted to get in early, get like early supper because I'm old now. So
what's
I get like 4:30.
What's your go to, bro? When you go, what's your main
taste of Hacienda?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. What kind do you get?
Well, I'm kind of old school. I like going the chimichanga.
But what in it? You want beef or you want
chicken? I want beef, dude. I want the ground beef. Chicken's good too.
But anyway, so we get this girl there. She's pretty young, but she starts off to be really cool, and she's joking with Sophia and everything.
Okay, going good.
Yeah, so the table next to us, she's waiting on too. She's kind of got like the way back section by the outdoor.
Yeah,
so she's out there being cool, and then like the other table next to us, they're just getting done kind of eating. And she's like, how was everything? And one of the old dudes must have said something about his cheeseburger.
Oh.
This girl done flipped her lid.
What?
She's like, I was over here once, twice. You couldn't have told me the other times I was over here that it wasn't good. No. Yeah.
No. And then she
like comes around to our table. What, do you need anything? I'm like, oh, we don't want nothing.
I'll get my own water.
All my napkins are like soaked in water. I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need no napkins. And she was like, you sure you don't want no dessert? You don't want none dessert? I know I'm fat, but I don't want none. Chippies fill me up.
I eat a lot of chips.
I don't want it. Les isn't here to give it to me for free.
You took it to go.
I was like, should I like tip her like $50 to fucking so she doesn't follow us out and kill us, waiting by the door where we're leaving. So like the whole table before us like just pissed her off and changed her whole demeanor.
What was her name? I bet it was Stephanie.
It was like Amanda or Amber or something like
Amber.
That.
Yeah, Ambers are bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was like so nice until like they said something about his cheeseburger, but she was right. As a person that has worked in the
food industry. Yeah, but as a server, you can't.
I've been over there twice. No, that's the thing. Like, she was going to whoop his ass.
Oh, shit. She
was. Like, I thought she was going to get a baseball bat for the back and break his fucking legs, man. I was legitimately scared at dinner tonight, man.
Dude, you were about to get the fuck out of there.
Dude, and I couldn't because she's like pacing back and forth with a baseball bat, a brick in her hand.
Oh my God.
Anybody else's fucking cheeseburger suck tonight? I'm like, it's so good. Just here's my card number. Put an amount. You think what's fair.
And now you're on to better things with better Kool-Aid things. And Less.
And now, on to better things, with your hosts, Les and Kool-Aid.
And I would do anything for love.
Halloween edition. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. I think Meatloaf, that would have been the costume of the night.
I think next year I will go as Meatloaf.
All right.
From that song.
Yeah, okay.
And you got to dress as the lady.
I will.
Would you hose me down with holy water if I get too hot?
Hot. Would you take me places I never been?
I could do that. For money.
Yeah.
Say a fucking taxi service.
Fly me everywhere, Meatloaf. Fly me everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Winky Now, California Moscato.
Hmm. What year?
Welcome. Oh, probably a 2019.
Okay. All
right. I found it yesterday in the trash can.
No kidding. They just pressed it this morning.
Yeah. Whatever Karen had at her house.
Oh. A little pit stop before you got to the house?
Oh, man. A little. Yeah, I've been there for 4 days. Wow. Now that they don't allow Carnero to come over and eat my sandwiches anymore, you know, I'm golden.
No kidding.
I'm like, she like adopted me. I'm like a man child. Like, I'm the child she always wanted that can have sex with her.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's definite man ranking right there.
It's like the George Michael video all over again.
Which one?
All of them.
Oh. The early 90s version.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Before Elton version.
Before Elton. Before the bathroom.
Ooh.
After Wham. After
Wham. After Wham.
Definitely after Wham.
No innuendos whatsoever.
None. Women loved him. Women loved him.
I'm sure he got all the bitches.
He did. He has some tight ass fucking yeens on, fucking playing guitar. Fucking.
You wonder if that is what changed him, if you know what I mean. Is there a possibility, you know, yeah, I got too much. It's time to go to the other side.
Maybe he just, it was too much and he had to go to the dark side.
No, might not be dark to each his own, but at the same time, it's like, okay.
I meant here. Not in a bad thing, but like maybe he started with black guys and then.
Because
if you're going to go gay, don't get me wrong. I want all 12 inches. I'm taking it all.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I want to see what the ladies have to talk about.
For me,
it's like Krieger shower room all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Wow, you went there. Wow.
I did. Summer of 85, me and Les. You guys wouldn't even know.
Summer 85. That was
summer of 69. Fucking easy to write a song about me and Les in summer of 85. Fucking high school gym class all over again.
No kidding. We started the whole white tee. Yeah.
I still don't walk right. I can tell you all the basketball players that year, though. Both high schools.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
We're going to hell.
Yeah. God, sometimes I hope so. I don't know what I'd do.
I just want to know when. Just when. I'm going today.
Sadly, I will say this. You don't know when, because yesterday I went to work and I saw my friend Shy Scotty, little older gentleman, not much older than us, maybe by 5 to 10 years in that range.
Okay.
But I said bye to him yesterday when I was leaving work.
Oh, Scott.
Yeah, the one that passed away.
What?
Yeah, little Shy Scotty. He was at the bar last night, 7:15. They found him he was at our bar at 7:15 and left to go to St. Joe. They found him at 8 o'clock slumped over in his car at the fucking St. Joe parking lot.
Holy.
He passed away. Yeah, he passed away. They tried to revive him and couldn't.
That's no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Fucking super crazy. I just saw him, right? I just left Monday. I said bye to him.
We're talking about the same Scott, though.
I don't know what Scott you're talking about. He's
got a little jacked up grill, but he had a haircut like mine back in junior high.
Let's see if I can send you a picture.
With the feather haircut.
Oh, no, he was older than us. He was a patron of my bar. He was a patron of my bar. He looked. Yeah, I can get him in there. Right there.
I don't know.
His wife worked at McGinnis.
No, this guy wasn't married. Nope. No, different guy. Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Well, this guy was one of my patrons. He was a good guy, though. Yeah, he did like to he liked to party. So he was good, though. He was good people. That's sad. Because you just never know. Yeah. That sucks that one of his best friends found him in his car, too. That sucks even worse.
Probably a little bit.
But, you know. Mm-hmm. Too many people this year. Fuck you, 2020. You can go fuck yourself.
It's been a roller coaster, dude.
It's been hell.
This year.
I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to our trip.
Oh, yeah. I was showing Rox all the pictures that were sent.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I told her every fucking bedroom's got a bathroom.
So what are we doing? Where are we going, though? What's our activities?
I'm sure it'll be to come, but I know we can get a day for you spent up.
No, I'm not talking about doing me in the butt. I'm talking about things we can do and take the family to do.
Right. No, I can do it. I can come up with a day for us.
Yeah?
One day.
I know she wants to see the bridge and go to that Titanic thing.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm good for Mexican tacos.
We got to go to Blaine's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice little restaurant down there. I don't know if it's still there. Hold on. Let me take that back.
Who cares? We'll figure it out.
Forgot about the fire.
We got a pool. All right, boys. Time to pay the bills. Time to go blow some monkeys.
There are a lot of different CBD products out there. Some are great, but let's be honest. Many have questionable quality, and some straight up just lie out their fucking ass.
Jupiter Organic CBD relaxes your mind and your body. CBD oil is not a product where you should skimp on quality. But Brett, how do I know which one to pick?
Bro, I'm going to tell you how to pick one. You pick a trusted brand that can fucking guarantee the following. It's made in the USA. It's USDA certified organic.
Is it a single origin farming?
Is it
made in small batch productions?
Check mark.
Is it all natural?
Bro, not only is it all natural, it's vegan and non-GMO. It's independent lab tested.
Is it less than 3% THC?
It is, and you also have a money-back guarantee.
Ooh, free shipping and free returns.
That's right, Fox. No risk. All reward. What are you waiting for? Get out and try this shit.
Order this stuff now.
Go to getjupiter.com and enter promo code HOT to save 10% off your order now. Hub UK does a weekly Top 10 countdown with their host, DJ Griffman! With so many different ways for artists to be heard online, bro, it can sometimes be hard to know where to go to promote your music. This is where Hub UK steps in.
Hub UK is dedicated to unsigned artists and getting their music heard. So how do you get your music on the weekly Top 10 countdown?
Bro, all you got to do is go to hubuk.co.uk and simply fill out the form. They will listen to your music. If it fits the show format, they will send you an email and request the song in an MP3 format.
Musicians, get notice Tuesday. You think, dude, how many zingers you think you ate?
Over under is 7, dude. The over under is 7.
Over under 7?
I'm going over.
Are you? Yeah? I'm going to take the under, bro.
You're going to take the under?
I think so.
Smart.
What's over under, fucks?
Yeah. When we go to the cabin, I'm going to be over you 7 times, unless it's going to be under you 7 times.
Oh, that's not the truth. He said inches you could take.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
I thought that's
what... Have you seen the tree in my backyard?
He's lying.
A lady never tells, gentlemen.
And a gentleman never asks.
Exactly. You crazy fucking whore.
God damn. Hey, welcome to episode 20 something. We don't know.
Happy Halloween. Episode 22, fucks.
22.
Are we?
Oh,
yeah. We're done with 21.
Yeah, 21 finally done.
21.
No mods. Toilet.
To 21.
Sadly, one of my favorite episodes now, though.
Oh, it's good. It was good.
Yeah.
So, boys. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat, motherfuckers.
I'll go trick.
Have I got a
Hold on, bro.
I'm going to need one of you to close your eyes and the other one to say ah.
I'm going to close my eyes unless you say ah.
Smart man, Kool-Aid. One of you gets to not see.
I played Russian roulette before.
All right. Yeah. Since it was such an ordeal last time, I'm going out now before I start it. I do need a piece of paper and a pen.
I do.
I need a piece of paper and a pen.
Is that what we do now? We start like sharing notes or some shit like that?
Look, Kool-Aid's already got a pen. He's got paper.
You probably talked his ass up about that
before. No, I haven't said Kool-Aid. Have I said
no, that? I'm sitting at my art table, so everything I have is right here.
He's like,
you want markers? You want Copics? You want an HB? You want a number two? You want an HB2?
You want a BH? What do you want? You want a G7 pencil?
I got a Twizzler. I've been breaking up into little pieces. What do you want?
What do you want? What do you need? What do you want?
I'll take a V8.
Why?
I don't know.
I got you.
All right. Well, get some paper.
All right. I'm going. Fuck. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Look. Hey, look. Oh, Les. God. Les.
What?
Don't
what?
Call him back.
Les. Look. Look by the back of the pool. You've been burying a lot of junk mail back there in the ground.
Fuck you, Les.
In the ground? Behind the pool.
Fuck you, Brett.
Behind the pool. Kool-Aid, shut the fuck up.
I'm not Kool-Aid.
It's not Kool-Aid.
That's chicken noodle Josh.
Hello, I am chicken noodle Josh. How are you?
Hey, chicken noodle Josh. Did you get to the show?
Fuck you, Les.
All right, we're getting kicked out of the studio. The cleaning lady's going to clean us out.
Hey, what do I need this paper for?
Aussie Kool-Aid, is that you?
Happy Halloween.
Motherfucking Aussie Kool-Aid.
I've been here. I painted myself to look like the ceiling, and Les don't even know.
Were you that giraffe in the background?
No, I'm just the ceiling, but that's all the cum stains from Les I had to paint on my outfit.
Oh. Damn.
You know how many people I had to jack off to get that?
Six. Two.
Six plus a midget.
Oh, midgets can take it, though.
They can go far.
Hey, midget, you know what? A midget can get it.
Huh?
No, I can't say that.
Hey, a midget can get it.
Austin Kulik can say that. Austin Kulik can say that. All right. Are you at a house party?
Hey, are you guys believe in like possession and things?
Yeah.
They're tearing down the hospital. It's down the road.
Yeah, there's souls going everywhere right now.
I think my wife has been abducted in her body by the demon weed monkey.
Ooh.
That's scary.
You better be careful.
The TV's on. She's looking at the other wall, but she's laughing.
That's okay. Just don't let her go in the woods. If she wants to go to the woods tonight, bro, don't let her go to the woods.
I understand she's watching Oprah, but I can understand looking at the other wall, but the laughing part, I don't get it.
It's throwing you off, ain't it?
Oh, that's shit. All the damn gnats in my house. Wow. Dude, what? You got 14 right. chairs and you got to sit on that damn bucket. Come on. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm cheating.
What's the answer?
Hey,
bro. What's the first question? What's the first question?
I'll have Jenny send you that $20.
He's not here. He's not here.
And I would do anything for love. Won't do that.
This is a little game we call "What the fuck do you know?"
I know it all. I know it all, Stan.
Halloween edition.
Ooh. Whose ballpark we in tonight?
Boys, this is a special treat. This is a Halloween edition of What the Fuck Do You Know? And you know what you're playing for tonight? You each get to pick. You each get to pick one patron to play for. And if you win, the patron is going to get a Pink It or Stink It coming in hot shirt.
Ooh.
So, Les, okay, I'm assuming you're playing for AT, right?
Yes.
That's your boy.
Oh, he's already got stuff. We should play for Jake and Jeremy. They got
AT's a power dominator. Who do you play for, Kool-Aid?
AT, bring the money. I'm sorry.
Yep. Who you got, Kool-Aid? Who you playing for?
We ain't getting nothing with that 89 cents. We're going with Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy. Jeremy, lock it in.
But if I'm going to lose, I could just throw the game and play for Jake.
You could do that.
But I could also lose and play for Jeremy. Let's go.
Here we go, folks. Josh is Kool-Aid's playing for Jeremy.
God damn it.
Les is playing for AT.
I'm playing for AT McDonald House. And
all right, the rules are: I ask the other person if you even think they know it. There's no points involved, gentlemen. You get a point if you get it right in a minute. You get to steal it for 30 seconds. You don't get to come back to it. If you had a chance, you don't get to come back. Les, do you think Kool-Aid knows where Transylvania is, the region of what country?
Yes.
Kool-Aid, you have a minute. Name the country. Transylvania is the region of what country? Name that country, Kool-Aid, for 1 point.
Bogoslavia.
You get to keep going. You got a minute.
Fuck, I don't know.
It's no Googling. You get your eyes up.
You put that phone down.
He's like,
hey. Hey, look, I can see reflections.
Well, this isn't counting as my minutes.
No, it's counting as your seconds, dude. I can see reflections.
You're distracting me.
I can see the reflection
Jenny
in your
my phone because she's talking about I'm pooping. I'm thinking, I don't even have my phone.
All right, Kool-Aid time, 5 seconds.
Oh my God, Germany, Bosnia, Jugoslavia.
Time's up. Less for the steal and 1 point. What is Transylvania is the region of what country?
I don't know if it's still around. Does it still exist? Romania?
I'm gonna need a little more defined answer for this question.
Oh. Country?
Yeah. Transylvania is the region of what country?
4, 3,
Romania, you go.
2, 1.
Hold on, guys. We can play it back. Les did say Rome. That's a point.
It's not Rome. He said Romania.
He said Rome too.
I did say Rome.
He did. I heard it.
Whatever.
All right. Cool.
Hold on. Let's cheer. No, it's his turn.
I know. I'm going to ask
you. Yeah, but he's going to ask us. Cheers.
Kool-Aid, do you think Les can name the country to be believed to be the origin of Halloween?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Kool-Aid thinks you know it, Les. You got a minute starting now. Name the country to be believed to be the origin of Halloween.
Oh,
well,
somebody's got a horse.
Yeah, horse
Kool-Aid, get you, baby.
Who's using Google?
Okay, shit. I don't know, but somebody was on long haul. Kool-Aid just won a little stack.
I'm gonna go with
name the country to be believed to be the origin of Halloween.
What are you doing there, Kool-Aid? You trying to steal? Okay.
Les, you got 15 seconds.
It's not Ireland. It's the other one over there.
Your answers, you have 60 seconds to answer as many times.
It's 10 seconds. Scotland.
You said Ireland. You get the point. Ireland is
Ireland. Okay. Ireland. I know, it's one of those fucking over there.
Kool-Aid, Les is up 2-0 to start the game for AT. Where you at? Come on, fight for Jer right now. This is for Jer.
This is for Jer's kids.
Les.
Hey.
What?
Hey. Say hi.
Huh?
Say hi.
Hi.
Les chose the other Patreon because you only pay 89 cents and you don't get to win a t-shirt now. I'm just calling you to let you know that you're on the podcast. You don't get to wear a t-shirt.
We'll buy you a t-shirt.
Les abrasive, and fuck you, because Les sucks. I just want you to know.
I'm going to get him a bumper sticker. I'm going to get him a bumper sticker.
You're going to get a bumper sticker. Bye.
Jake, we appreciate you chiming in, baby.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Les, do you think Kool-Aid knows which year was the original Halloween movie released?
Yeah.
He has 15 seconds.
15 seconds, 1979. 1980, 1978, 1977,
boom. 78.
Oh, Les, you knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only because H2O. H2O was 98.
All right. Kool-Aid, do you think Doughboy, Les, he knows which year was the first Nightmare on Elm Street released?
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Les, 15 seconds.
83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88. Not 82.
81?
It wasn't 82. 80? 87.
You got it. What's your final answer, though?
Which one was it, though? What was
What's your final answer?
Let's what was your final answer?
84.
Yeah, 84.
Good job.
Nice.
Good job.
Which is crazy because 84 just doesn't seem like it to me. For some reason, it feels like 85, 86.
Jason, Friday the 13th, is that a question before I...
You got to understand, though, man. We probably saw those, the first time we ever saw those were on VHS.
Yeah.
That probably was about a year later. That probably was 86, 87.
For sure.
All right.
All right, boys.
Laserdisc was coming to the end.
We have got the score 3-1. Les is up right at the moment. Les, do you think Kool-Aid knows who holds the record for most kills in a franchise? Yeah. He only gets one guess.
Oh, one guess?
And you get the steal if he doesn't get it right. Who holds the record for most kills in a franchise? I don't need how many kills. I need who holds the kills record. Kool-Aid, it's on you. You got a minute. Think it through. Ooh, right off the bat?
Right off the bat.
Good shit.
Correct. Sure. Jason, anybody want to take a guess at how many kills he's got currently?
I want to say 110.
No, not that high.
This isn't counting the new movie. This is all his movies before the redo, the reboot. How many kills does Jason have? Not his mom either. His mom was the first one.
Oh.
Ooh, good.
Remember that. Remember that.
I'm saying in the...
Hold on. I will say Les was closer, Kool-Aid, if that gives you an idea of where to be. Yeah. A ballpark.
There's like 12 Jasons, dude, minus the first
one.
Like, I know. Within like between five to ten apiece.
No, there's more than 10 apiece.
I know I'm probably going to be fucked up for this, but I'm going to say like 75, somewhere in that ball.
Fine. All right, Kool-Aid's saying 75. Les, where are you saying?
118, 120, somewhere in there, 122. Okay.
151.
Wow, really? I know he's killed more
151.
People.
151. Okay. Yeah, but what do they count? What are they counting, though? Are they counting Freddy? Shit we haven't seen in movies?
Freddy? You think Freddy does?
Yeah, Freddy.
Michael Myers has the smallest count more than Freddy. Kills at least 5 to 6 in a movie.
Freddy only killed the neighborhood kids, which there was only...
Michael killed the neighbors, the kids, the parents.
Michael killed the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, but there was a lot of sub-kids in those movies, though.
Yeah, that's true.
There's always the person in the beginning. All the kids, but the main character, and then the one at the end.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, boys. The score is 3-2. Les is up, and it's Les's question. Kool-Aid. Here's Les's question. I'm just going to read it to Les. What did Corey Feldman and Jameson Newlander in the movie Lost Boys call themselves? What did they call themselves?
How many seconds?
I'm gonna give him a minute.
I think I'll get this.
All right. Les, you got a minute. What did Corey Feldman and Jameson Newlander in the movie Lost Boys call themselves?
Jameson? That's what they called them?
That's the actor's name.
Nice. Nice.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's a good name.
They made another movie.
Was it Monster Hunters?
Oh, yeah. You know, they did. Actually, the movie they made, Kool-Aid, is the title.
Right.
Is it the Lost Boys?
No. Yeah, it's the Lost Boys movie, but the two characters in the movie was Corey Feldman and the other guy that played next to him in the comic book store. What did they call themselves?
30 seconds.
What did those two guys call themselves in that movie?
Monster Hunters? Vampire Hunters?
Close, but not that.
20 seconds.
Something Hunters.
No.
Night Stalkers?
Ooh, I like that one.
That's a good one, but that's not it.
Night Stalkers is actually a comic book.
Yeah. Played.
12 seconds.
11, 10.
Lost nine, Boys?
Eight.
So, Lost Boys, the movie. What did the two think guys of the guy that I named?
Kool-Aid,
you got 30
seconds. He said Kenny Loggins? Shit.
Not Kenny Loggins, boys.
I said Kenny G, not Kenny Loggins.
Kool-Aid, you got 30 seconds. What did Corey Feldman and Jameson Newlander in the movie Lost Boys call themselves?
Frog Brothers.
Fog Brothers, that's it.
Oh, why? I never understood why though.
I think their last name was Frog, wasn't it? Or wasn't it?
Maybe. I have to watch it again.
I think it's a great movie. Oh, great. Phenomenal. That's by far one of my faves.
Boy, before 1990.
Yeah.
Favorite horror movie.
Oh,
before 1990?
Boys,
before 1990.
We ran a poll on Twitter, and we've got the results coming in later tonight. Ooh, do it. We got the results coming in later.
But for you guys, personally? What's your to-go to? There's a lot of... Like, Brett, we watched a lot of scary shit.
Dude, it's so hard to pick, though, bro.
Like, The Gate was good. The part with the dog where he finds the dead dog.
It's Silver Bullet. Yeah.
The Gate's good. Silver Bullet.
Silver Bullet, phenomenal, bro. Phenomenal.
The original It,
made for TV. Yeah.
Even the new one was good. It wasn't scary. To me, it wasn't scary, but it was
no, good. But when you were little, like to me, when I was little, it was Chucky because that came out in like 87. Don't quote me, but like 87, 88. So I was like 7, 8, 9 years old.
No, you're right. Right about that
time. Around there somewhere. But I remember I used to come down here to Alabama for the summers. And so grandma and grandpa would go to work and I'd be in the house by myself and I would watch that movie all the time. And like Chucky was in the house with me, gonna kill me. I was scared to death of a little Chucky doll coming to kill my ass.
Your top killer movie. Slash him up.
Slasher movies?
Gotta be. Oh, that's so hard to pick between Michael and Jason. Freddy's not in it to me.
No?
No, I mean, I love Freddy, but.
Freddy's number one for me, man.
Is it? To me, it's like I pick.
Which one?
I think I pick Jason.
Which one? My favorite Freddy?
Yeah.
Three or four.
Three was pretty good.
Number one for sure.
Yeah, number one. Yeah.
Wasn't three the dream?
And I'm one of the weird dumbasses that actually like the reboot too.
See, I saw the reboot, but I didn't like watching it.
I liked it, man. I love Freddy. I love it. I liked him I don't know if I liked.
But he's no Robert Englund.
I liked him as Freddy. I liked him as Freddy. Yeah, I liked his.
Oh, Robert Englund was quirky.
Dude, you should watch Robert Englund when he does the cutouts of Freddy. And thank God he changed his voice.
See, right there, you just stood up for Robert Englund. Okay,
I will stand up for because I love Robert Englund, dude. I saw Robert, dude. I got to go to the car show in Chicago, Mm-hmm. And Robert Englund was there, and I went with Brian Mulwin. I went with Brian Mulwin.
Did you suck his
Robert
dick?
Robert Englund. I did.
Nice.
But Robert Englund said a little spiel as Freddie.
Josh Titty.
For Brian Mulwin's little sister, and they got to record it.
You get that.
All right. We can always debate the old ones. What about something new? What's a new franchise? And don't say Scream because Scream sucks.
Scream doesn't suck. It's not horror-tastic like we grew up on. It was good. It was Scooby.
Everybody sucks. And everybody sucks. Everybody sucks his dick, dude.
Hands down to me, new age, I guess you'd say. Breaking Back be up. Rob Zombie's versions of the Halloweens.
I'll do just the House of a Thousand Corpse.
Rob Zombie's original Halloween, the one he did.
Rob Zombie Halloween, number one. I love that because
of the backstory.
Out of Annabelle, out of all that stuff,
Annabelle was good. There was quite a few good ones there.
Yeah. Insidious, that was just on before I came out.
Yeah, that was a good one. But what about the real ones too that we've grown up with, like the Amityville Horror?
Oh, Amityville Horror 2.
I liked Amityville Horror. I didn't like the remake of Amityville Horror.
Or even where Stephen King fucking wrote his fucking novels at, you know, with that haunted ass fucking hotel and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
The Shining.
Was amazing. Have you guys seen the sequel that came out like 2 years ago or a year ago?
No,
neither have I.
We don't grow up in the mountains where we got to ride bicycles to get our TVs to work.
Well,
we got internet and stuff here.
Les, drop him.
He watched Channel 9 fucking news movies on fucking.
Dude, the number one TV show that used to fuck me up as a kid. Every time the music would come on.
Oh, Dark Shadows.
Tales from the Dark Side.
Tales from the Dark Side.
That music came on, I ran and hid as a kid.
Do me a favor, Les. Drop off a book called Misery to Kool-Aid so he can learn how I'm going to break his fucking ankles.
Oh. It's kind of...
Nigga, I'm married. I know what misery is.
Hey, hold on. You got suckers.
Listen.
Fuck you, Jen. Yeah, that ain't making it. Yes, it is.
Put that bitch in there.
Hey, thank God we're not playing for somebody with cancer.
Oh, we got a game.
They'd be dead.
Did I win?
They'd be dead. No, it's 3-3.
Oh. All
right, let's do it.
3-3. Kool-Aid's question, Les.
No, it's Les's question.
No, I've got it wrote down here. It's Kool-Aid's
turn. All right.
Les, Kool-Aid's question is, in the Purge movies, what do you display in the yard to show support for the annual Purge that you agree with it? You have 1 minute starting now.
Cock.
I don't fucking know.
Black cock. Big black cock.
Ooh, close.
Big fucking Mexican dawn.
God, I didn't even know.
There it is.
I'm sorry. I'm out, guys.
That's what you put out there so people fucking run away.
You lost, Les.
You lost. He just said you lost, Les.
All right.
Hold on. I didn't get the answer.
All right. What's your answer?
It's a Joe Biden 2020.
All right.
People fucking run away from
you. Les, you have, what's your still? In the Purge movies, what do you display? So you guys have never seen the Purge movies here. You know,
I have, I just don't remember none of that.
Oh, you got to remember that. In the Purge movies, what do you display in your yard?
Dude, he was watching Toxic Avenger.
Is it a flag with a P on it?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. No point, gentlemen. No point. It was blue flowers.
That's blue what I flowers.
show support.
You take flowers to blue and take right. one on a date.
The score is 3-3. This is the last question before we go into Final Jeopardy. Les, your question, 3-3. The Mask and Halloween franchise was modified from what actor? You have 1 minute, starting now.
For Matt.
Karen, that's what it is.
If you don't get the, if you don't get this, you're gonna get dick slapped at work tomorrow.
Oh, Spock, Han Solo,
27 seconds. You want the question again?
Yeah, one more time or a couple more.
The mask and Halloween franchise was modified from what actor? You've got 12 seconds.
Six, five, four, William Shatner.
Shit, he got it at the second. Okay.
All right, what an easy question you got.
That was pretty easy.
Josh, on the periodic table.
All right. I bullshit both of you bitch about it every time. Les bitch about it last time.
Fuck you! Fuck you! She's over here laughing at me. Fuck you!
All right. Now calm down. Calm down.
Go on to Randy. Go on to fucking Randy.
Randy's not here to save you, Kool-Aid.
Les, you've got 4 points. Kool-Aid, you have 3. I need you to write down how many points you want to bet right now for the final question. Whoever gets closest wins on this question.
Yeah.
Les is playing for AT. AT will win a pink it or stink it coming in hot shirt. Kool-Aid, he's playing for Jer. Jer out there fucking playing some linen song. He's probably playing Imagine if I want a t-shirt. Yeah, Jer, I'd like you to win a t-shirt. Maybe Josh will fucking come with it right now.
Probably not.
Well, Kool-Aid, pressure's on you. Bring it, motherfucker. Write down your points, bitches.
I did.
Tell me when you're done.
What's the category?
I'm not telling you. You write down the goddamn points. You don't get the category.
How many points I got or how many?
You got 4. Kool-Aid's
he just said write
three.
Down points.
Kool-Aid's got 3 that he can bet.
I got to write down points I got.
Yep.
Because I just wrote down
you can only bet the points you got.
No, I'm going with my answer. I'm going with my answer right now.
All right. Les, you got yours?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go, boys. You've got 30 seconds. Write down the answer to this, what you think it is. Whoever's closest will win, and the winner, depending on, will win a pink it or stink it shirt. The Salem Witch Trials were a series of hearings of people accused of witchcraft in the colonial Massachusetts between February 1692 and May 1693. More than 200 people were accused. How many of them were found guilty and killed? Out of the 200, you've got 15 seconds starting now.
This is some bullshit. All
right, gentlemen. Let's put down the pencils. Les, you're in the lead. You bet you have 4 points. Kool-Aid's got 3. How many points you bet?
Three? 3,333.
All right. Les, bet 3. What's your answer?
22.
How many?
175
out of 200. Les, all right, you bet 3 points. Kool-Aid, how many points did you bet? 10,000,000,000,000,003.
Fuck.
So my 3 points.
So you bet 3 points. How many were tried and killed out of the 200? Oh, Kool-Aid said 200. The answer is 30 out of 200. The closest to the answer is Les. Les, you want a shirt for AT. Give it up for Les and AT.
He's mad. He's
30.
Hey.
Kool-Aid God. Kool-Aid God. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, can we run it to where Jared was?
No. No, we're not going to run it where Jer wins. Jer doesn't win unless Josh wins. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Jen. Hey.
Hey,
guys.
AT does have already have shit.
What's good? Hey, guys? he doesn't have a pink it or stink it shirt.
He's still a crybaby.
Kool-Aid went off and pouted.
Yep.
He had to go off and pout.
He's probably pooping.
That's what he does.
What?
Fuck you!
We're talking about you pooping.
Oh, he's got that chicken noodle. Look at him.
I'll fuck you up.
She will kill you.
He look like Goldilocks right now.
Come here, baby. What's right he here. Doing to you? Come
here, Josh is the little bear. This porridge is too cold.
He starts throwing it. This chair's too high.
Why are you aggressively petting the dog?
Don't pet him too hard.
No.
He don't like that. Charlie don't like that. Charlie.
Did you just say you don't want to play the stupid game?
Stupid.
Did you Dude, I quit.
Oh, man. I play Les. Right. You want to go in with me and let's just get Jer and Jake a shirt. Let's just make it so that
I tell you the truth, I was trying to throw the game. That's
Were you?
Why? Yeah, because I knew it was low.
Kool-Aid went 200. Yeah. Out of 200 people tried to throw the game for Witchery, he's like all 200. Like he's the type of motherfucker go on Price is Right, and it's an item, and all he had to do was bet a dollar. And he's like, 10,433. Like, why would you bet that? Why wouldn't you just bet the dollar and get in front of everybody Josh, else?
It's only two gallons of fucking ocean spray. It's not
like, what the fuck, man? You don't pay attention, bro. That's your problem. Jed's like, I agree.
Are you really pouting?
All right, I can go to point. I can go to pointing fingers. Pointing fingers with Les. Yeah, pointing fingers at. I think we're gonna have to point them at Josh tonight, because I literally tried to throw that game. I did.
Yeah.
I overbid. I wanted Jared to get a T-shirt because AT's already got one, but. You're right, AT. He is right. AT doesn't have a pink or stinking shirt.
I mean, I don't have any shirts. I'm just going to, toss that out there,
Yeah.
So I can be included in this next game. Just don't put me on Josh's team. Because I want a t-shirt.
So, I like it.
I definitely am pointing fingers at Joshua. And
yeah.
He's really loud, and so he doesn't pay attention.
And he's a poopy butt. He's a poopy pants.
That's accurate. Yeah, he poops a lot. And I guess he's
up. I read. To Brett. I read a lot.
Charlie. Charlie said no. Daddy is mad at the world right now. He doesn't want you out there with him. He's a loser. Fine.
He doesn't know how to play by the rules, Jen. He doesn't know how to play.
No.
Oh. It's not what he does. It's the right answer.
But it's not his fault either, so it's fine.
True.
We're too hard.
True.
Okay. It's like that scene in Big Daddy where the kid's spelling out the word or reading the words and the guy's like, Heap Hop Anonymous? Damn it, you give him all the easy ones. Right. Exactly what it is.
No kidding. I did get an easy one, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, that's life.
What was the question? It was what character was Michael Myers' mask molded after, the mask?
Oh, see, I would have gotten that wrong.
Yeah, but it's, we're all fucking, I hate to say, yeah, scary movie. That and scary movie buffs.
Yeah, true.
All about them.
True. Yeah. What?
It's our season, Halloween. You got married.
Yeah, I know. I was cussing you guys out earlier.
Yep, you got married into it.
Yeah, that I did. I like Christmas. So that's my stuff. He can have Halloween.
Christmas, all right. It's all right.
No, it's not all right. Christmas is the shit. Like, that's what everybody looks forward to every year is Christmas. Well, besides you three, apparently. So I guess I don't have to buy Josh anything for Christmas then, because he likes Halloween. So
it's going to be Halloween presents from here. And I'll just get him a decoration every year and just call it that.
Oh, he would love that. He would be set. Right. Well, see, he likes to do the DIY ones, but he only gets like halfway through and then gets, you know, he has ADHD. So then that kicks in, and we have a lot of half shit done. Okay. You know, and he's like, oh, I'll finish it later.
Just to throw it out there, we're still on pointing fingers right now. Okay. Sorry, Josh.
I got my own world there. Anyways. Cool. I'm still pointing it, so it's fine. Yeah. Oh. Hey, I love you.
Nothing. Jeez, why are you so nosy? Jeez. I'm not doing anything.
Halloween edition shout-outs?
Halloween edition.
Halloween shout-out to my brother Jeremy for not winning a shirt.
Oh, Jer. Appreciate the hustle, though, tonight. You were there. You were front-running.
Congratulations. Jeremy from winning a shirt, because I'm gonna make Jake buy you one.
Damn.
Congratulations. Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Shout out to AT.
Winning the shirt. Yep. Pink it or stink it. Your size, your shirt coming. It'll be here in about 2 weeks. Let's get the size for us.
I already got it.
All right.
I measured him last night.
We'll talk. Oh, okay. We'll talk after. We'll talk after.
It's not that big.
I like to give a shout out to George Lucas and the Star Wars original films. Ooh. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Mike Davis, thank you so much for making maps.
Yes.
Your maps help us find where the fuck I, like, I wouldn't even know where I am right now.
Dude, I wouldn't know how to get from my desk to the fourth grade teacher's desk without you, brother. Yeah. I wouldn't have known.
Not one clue, bro.
Yes.
Dude, I didn't know there was a Sasquatch, a gremlin, and an Ewok in my way. I wouldn't have known.
And there was a big tear in the carpet, too.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes.
Unless you almost broke your ankle on that tear.
Kool-Aid, you said
someone that Sobneski tripped over Eric Van Voorhees.
Kool-Aid, you told me something about reminding you about Taryn Veoch's sweet ass. You wanted to make sure you got a shout out.
We would like to say in part that this episode could not have been brought to you by anything better than Taryn Veoch's sweet baby butter ass.
Baby butter.
Les used to say how he just wanted to pour barbecue sauce. I was like, no, I'm going to put some baby butter on that. You know, shade with some oregano and paprika and shit.
I got a shout out to Karen and the Stones for dropping Kool-Aid off. And
Karen and the Stones. Karen and the Stones. Damn.
Yeah, thank you for giving me a ride up here. I went and got this rain and I couldn't take the bike.
Perfect timing.
Hey, gentlemen, let's give a shout out to Billy in the Fridge in the Blue Oyster Lounge tonight.
Billy in the Fridge. Hell yeah.
Billy, we want to get
Thank you, Billy.
Here's a salute to the Blue Oyster Lounge boys and Billy in the Fridge out there and that motherfucker.
Salute. Cheers. Episode 22.
rolling a fifth of bean. Breast stankin', so I'm taking shots of Listerine. Trying to make it so I bought a pair of skinny jeans. Such a pretty little thing, trying to fit my city scene. Hear your sister scream, coming from your parents' room. I'm there naked, wearing nothing but a pair of boots and a pair of shoes, screaming out Geronimo. She got an ass like a Tijuana donkey show. This is rock and roll, I got the city with me. Making millions off the children, it's a pretty penny. And she got grizzly titties, I'm talking bare breasts. My teeth are jagged, easier to tear flesh. You can care less, well Billy cares lesser. Ripping pussies on wax like a Brazilian hairdresser. Yeah, I rap, but chameleonaire's better. Now I'm losing my religion for some billionaire's pleasure. I'm on the case, man, here I come.
Dum, 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 dum.
Like a chase with a bottle of rum.
Dum, 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 dum.
Bang the bass till your face go numb.
Dum, 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 dum.
Everybody in the place go dumb.
Dum, 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 dum.
Too many rappers, not enough physicists. Y'all some princesses, go on and catch syphilis. Fuck your frigidness, this is fridges time. Life is a race, you won't even see the finish line. And the biggest crime is I ain't even rich yet. So if you're rich, you fucking bitch, write a big check. Get your lips wet, pucker up, spin the bottle. You feeling lucky, punk, do ya? Then win the lotto. What's my motto? Get laid and get pesos. At that taco truck, giving senoritas pesos. I base H-A, J-A-F-A. Big boss, so swast, they call me Hefe. Flow so breathy, I'll probably have a heart attack. Cops like you're under arrest, cardiac. Where's the party at? That's a trick question. It's wherever we be, but we keeps the tricks guessing. I'm on the case, man, here I come.
Dum, 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 dum.
Like a chase with a bottle of rum.
Dum, 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 dum.
Bang the bass till your face go numb.
Dum 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 dum.
Everybody in the place go dumb.
Dum 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 dum. Dum 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 dum.
Are you talking about going to fuck Karen?
You want a show closure?
Yeah, give me a show closure.
Oh, you changed it.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want, actually.
You want it?
No, but we need
give me it. Give me it.
You get the Emmys. You get the Emmys.
Then give me it.
All right.
It's been a long road getting up here. But I want to thank my producer. I want to thank Jimmy, the janitorial guy that unclogged the toilet. I'd like to thank Bronson O'Shea for his big-ass teeth. Corey Peacock for the Enterprise.
Oh, Corey, appreciate
that. I'd like to thank Muskrat for making Brett the man he is today. I want to say I'm sorry to Les's mom from Aussie Kool-Aid. Love Aussie Kool-Aid, apostrophe X. Cox Arquette, Smith Jones Smith.
She's still recovering, by the way.
Congratulations, Brett. Congratulations, Les. Thank you, Ben Early.
Hashtag free Letty.
Free Letty. Free Letty.
Free all the Letties.
As I drink from my drink, which I'm sure someone's spitting.
Ooh. Which would have been you.
From the bottom of the heart, we want to thank all our fans, their fans, and their fans' fans.
We love y'all.
Good night.
And their mama's fans.
And the mama's fans.
Karen, daddy's coming home. Halloween story. Jenny left her phone over here. And I put on Facebook that she had broken the toilet from taking the big old shit. And I think all her friends are calling her fucking like, oh, baby girl, that happens sometimes. And
sometimes you got to poop, dude.
Girlfriend, sometimes I poop and bleed on it. I don't know.
Oh no!
You're about to get beat up, dude. Look at him. Look at him. He get killed. He get killed.
Yeah, help me.
Killed. Oh.